Hello, respected viewers. Check out the Windsor Totem Pole. Here I am in Virginia Water in Windsor Great Park. Okay, so this is like a First Nations totem pole from Canada, or it was formerly British North America. So this was erected in 1958, is a gift from British Columbia, that Canadian province. So the late Elizabeth II of happy and glorious memory, she was Queen of Canada as well as the United Kingdom and her other realms and possessions beyond the seas and territories unto them appertaining and so forth. But anyway, so they put this one up here just south of Windsor Great Park. And I was going to say that it's beside Virginia Water, which is a lake, not a stretch of the Thames. When I was a schoolboy, also at the map, I thought it's part of the Thames. It's very close to Thames, but it's not connected to the Thames. So the Royal Engineers Regiment of the British Army put it up, and it's been there since then, and is partly to emphasise the liens and the amity between the United Kingdom and the Dominion of Canada. But it's only meant to last a while. You can see it's very faded. I don't know if the wood is rotting or whatever, so it eventually has to be removed. And there was a pole, which is a facsimile of this, the Centennial Pole, which is erected in Vancouver, as in the capital of British Columbia, and that was taken down in 2018. So at some point, this pole will be removed. Why are they fenced it off? Is it not that safe? I mean, it wouldn't be terribly difficult to get in. That's it. So Her Britannic Majesty went to Canada on many occasions. They said to call it a tour, not a visit, because she belongs to Canada too. But anyway, its condition is disimproving. So Chief Mungo Martin's family, they're the responsible for putting it up. And as I say, the pole was a gift here. So it's going to be taken down. I don't know what happens to it. They burn it, do they bury it? So the hereditary chief, David Mungo Knox, came here. He's the great-grandson of Chief Mungo Martin, who created it. So supposedly by the end of the year it's going to be taken down. Are they going to put another pole up here? They haven't decided what to do. And just over there is Virginia Water. You can possibly see its placid waters glittering in the not quite sunshine, of this rather gloomy and overcast December day. So you can see how well watered the verdure is hard by, and the leaves have all shed their trees. So yeah, Windsor Great Park is just to the south of Windsor Castle. Much was open to the public. Some areas around Fort Belvedere are closed to the public. No cycling around here. As you can see, there's a deer park around it. You can walk all the right way around the lake. It's 4.5 miles. So Virginia Water is a very she area. A lot of Americans live around here because of TASIS, the American School in Surrey. Name also comes from the American School in Switzerland, founded just after the Second World War. Not sure when TASIS was founded. So I think we're just in Surrey, and then we're about a mile away from the border with the next county, Berkshire. So Surrey is one of the home counties, as it abuts directly onto London. Surrey, Essex, Hertfordshire, Kent, and Buckinghamshire. Berkshire doesn't quite touch London. There's about 5 miles of Surrey in between Berkshire and London, or 5 miles of Buckinghamshire. I always used to think that it's one of the home counties, but it's not quite. We're close to Wentworth, which is a very exclusive gated community for the super wealthy, where Boris Berezovsky used to live. So there's an awful lot of green space, but people never take boats on Virginia Water. I mean, it's all publicly owned, the edge of the lake, so that's it. But it's very nice to look out onto. So a bit of countryside, not too far from London, and suburban areas, okay, close to Royal Holloway University. That's enough here from the totem pole. What do you think should be placed here? I don't know what it all means. Are these ancestors, are these lucky charms? And there's some sort of roof of it up top. Okay, thank you very much for watching. So make sure you like the video, subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.